You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the most interesting thing in tech from Nick Thompson, editor-in-chief of Wired Magazine.
Hello, happy Friday evening. The most interesting thing in tech is a frightening and complicated story about genetic testing. So, BuzzFeed broke the story that a private company called Family Tree, which runs a genetic database, has a partnership agreement with the FBI. What that means is that the FBI can take a DNA sample they've collected, upload it into the private database, and then compare it to all of the DNA data that has been submitted from the customers of the company. So, you submit your DNA data to the company, or you take their DNA test because you want to find out whether your ancestors, what part of the world they came from. Your company stores that data, and now the company will match that data to whatever the FBI uploads, which is strange. On the plus side, it can help solve cold cases, right? Because remember, the amazing thing about DNA data right now is the reason the FBI wants to upload it is not just to see if there's a match, right? To see if the actual criminal uploaded his or her DNA, but to see whether there's a family member or a second cousin, because you can use complex math to take any DNA sample and see how it relates to other DNA samples. So it can be used to solve cold cases. There could be real benefits for society. But it also reminds us, when you use a DNA test and you upload it, there are a lot of privacy implications. Having that stuff out in the wild kind of makes my skin crawl. I've never done a DNA test like that, in part because I'd like to help solve criminal cases. If one of my cousins committed a crime, I'd like the FBI to have that information. Not that any of my cousins would commit a crime. But still, as we enter a world of infinite potential manipulation, having your DNA out there and accessible by law enforcement and private companies or have it sold is unnerving. Anyway, happy weekend. See you on Monday.